The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Look, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers do not have any obligation to make Jameis Winston its starting quarterback. If Ryan Fitzpatrick is playing well, let him play well. Likewise, if you are dealing with a young quarterback, a guy that you are grooming into that role, and it is not progressing, don't be afraid to cut that cord. Too many times fan bases believe in the idea that, well, the guy must have been drafted for a reason and maybe it's a work in progress. This, as much as I have criticized John Elway in the Denver Broncos, for example, not being able to find anybody that can play the position. I'm not asking him to find a replacement for Peyton Manning, but somebody that can just play the position. Going through a Brock Osweiler and a Trevor Siemian and a Paxton Lynch and now trying to figure out if Case Keenum's their guy. The reality of it is that what he saw in Paxton Lynch, even though he drafted him in the first round, was enough to say, you know what, this isn't a work in progress. This is a cut-the-cord situation. Bye, and you're on your own. That's what this league is. We've said this time and time again, and we've repeated it so often, but there's only about 15 guys that can play this position at an elite level. Everybody else is just serviceable or good enough or barely hanging on to a job or getting the job because they were in the right place at the right time. I mean, circumstances are different, but there's only about 15, maybe 16 elite quarterbacks in this league that you'd never even consider replacing at all, and everybody else is kind of, we're feeling it out. We're feeling it out with Baker Mayfield. Feeling it out with Josh Allen. There's an excitement, of course. I mean, look, what Baker Mayfield did Thursday night was fantastic. But let's be honest here. There's no guarantee that he's not just going to become another name on the back of the jersey that's going to go all the way down to the floor. There's no guarantee that that run of last names on that jersey doesn't just keep rolling along after a year or two with Baker Mayfield. This league was electrified 2 years ago with Dak Prescott. He's on the cover of the Sports Illustrated. Everybody was talking about Dak Prescott taking over. Right now, they're one of the worst passing teams in the NFL. Listen, you've got to figure out the reasoning why your quarterback is struggling. Maybe it's something you can fix with personnel around him. Maybe it's that he's just struggling because the league is catching up. But you don't owe anybody anything. The Buccaneers don't owe Jameis Winston a thing just because he was selected number one overall a few years ago. Ryan Fitzpatrick's your guy. Make him. Top five, bottom five, next.
Is in the building. You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, this is where we do top five, bottom five every Tuesday at this time, where we give you the best teams and the worst teams in the NFL by our standards. I always like to start with the best because I always like to have more fun with the worst. All right, so let's get going. Number five on my list, Ron Culver. I'm going to stay with them despite the fact that they were kept out of the end zone. I'm going to stay with them, Jacksonville. I still like their defense. They do have a Bortles problem, but Jacksonville is my number five team. I hated the way they played, but on the flip side, they also kept Tennessee out of the end zone too defensively, so I still think they got it.
My God, you know what? It's so funny. I was looking at what I did last week compared to this week, and it just seems like everything just got blown up.
Yeah.
But I'm throwing a different team up there this week. Just mainly on defense alone. I'm putting the Bears there.
Yeah, I considered them. Yeah.
I'm not 100% sold on the Bears, but that defense is looking better and better each week. And so it's almost a little scary to me.
Yeah, I agree. I almost put the Bears there. I kept them out, but I was very close to knocking them in there. Number four on my team, I'm putting the Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Wentz is back. I like their look better with Carson Wentz. Nothing wrong with Nick Foles. Obviously, he won a Super Bowl. I like their look better with Carson Wentz. It was rainy. I get it. It was but I like Philadelphia with their old quarterback. So I put them at number four.
At number four, I swear I actually have the Jaguars at number four. I know they had a little bit of an issue this past weekend. You know, as far as moving the ball, and you know, you're only as good as your weakest link, and their weakest link happens to be the most important position on the field. Not just me saying, but according to the NFL and Richard Sherman as well. but the Jaguars, I still think there's way too much going for them to knock them out of the top five.
Number three on my list, I put the Carolina Panthers. I know this is high. This is really high, but I debated this, went back and forth. I like the Panthers in this division. I like them because I like Christian McCaffrey. And what he did against the Bengals, I thought was just more of the of what I've been waiting to see from him since he got drafted. I loved him at Stanford. I love him in the pros. I think the Carolina Panthers have a lot to work on here. I know it's tight end Greg Olsen's been out, and he's scheduled to come back. But I'm taking a gamble here. I'm trying to do something a little different. I like the Carolina Panthers. I'll put them at three.
Number three, I'm going to give credit where credit's due for this week. Because I know for a fact it'll all get blown up again, because each week our top five keeps shifting around. But I'm going to go with the Dolphins.
All right.
Against my better judgment, but hey, they are undefeated. They're undefeated.
No doubt. No doubt.
Now, I know they've had a very weak schedule, but hey, you're still winning those games. And they'll face their first true test this coming weekend.
Yeah, if they beat the Patriots, I'll see you, Miami. I will absolutely put you on this list, and I just won't sneak you in at five. If you beat the Patriots, I'll have you right up there on the list. Number two on my... I went back and forth with these two teams. I'm
pretty sure we're the same.
Same way.
It's like 1A, 1B.
1A, 1B. I just like one a little bit more. But my number two team is the Kansas City Chiefs. And we've been saying this since Patrick Mahomes has been ripping this league apart over the first 3 weeks of the season. It's a different Kansas City team than I've ever seen in my entire life. And I used to see them twice a year when I covered the Denver Broncos for a decade. I mean, I've seen Trent Green. I mean, I've seen all sorts of quarterbacks coming on that team. I've never seen the Chiefs look like this. They are that good. They are that fun. They are my number two team in the NFL.
Same here. I went Chiefs number two as well. I just think that I know who your number one team is. I just think there's more to that team than the Chiefs are. But I mean, Pat Mahomes, I don't think any of us could have predicted what he's been doing this season.
Oh, no.
And I don't see an answer for him. You know, we talked about it in the last hour about, you know, how, you know, Colin Kaepernick can't find a job because he can't adjust. This guy, it's almost like defenses can't adjust to him right now. They have a game plan, they have a scheme that, you know, they say, okay, this is how we're going to stop him, and then he comes up with something new. He's one of the more creative quarterbacks I've seen in the league in a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. It is absolutely fun to watch. And again, their game against Denver, I'm looking forward to it on Monday night, because the Denver defense is still pretty good, and I like to see what he'll do against them. Number one is the LA Rams at 3-0. Look, I know they played the Raiders, Cardinals, and the Chargers. So these numbers that I'm about to give you are obviously skewed to that they've played pretty weak opponents. But they're averaging 34 points per game. They're giving up just 12. They run the ball well. They pass well. Jared Goff is great. How old is Sean McDermott? Not Sean McDermott.
I think he's younger than his quarterback.
Is he 10?
He's younger than his quarterback, I believe.
Goodness gracious. It's like, was he 32 years old?
I think he's
Sean McVay?
I think he's a little. He's mid-30s. Let's go mid-30s.
That's great. I mean, that is really, really great. I remember when Lane Kiffin got a job at 30 years old. I remember people just saying, "Nah, he can't do it."
Josh McDaniels.
Josh McDaniels the same way. He's like too young. You're just too young. You're dealing with professionals. You're dealing with paid guys. This isn't college where you're giving them the good old motivational try. Sean McVay. He is exactly what they needed, and Jeff Fisher isn't. All right, let's go to the worst teams in the NFL at 28. Boy, I liked them in week one, and they were a fun story, but they've fallen apart since then, and they don't look good. I put the New York Jets at 28. There's nothing wrong losing to a Browns team when Baker Mayfield's on fire, but the Jets are now becoming the Jets, and Sam Darnold still looks the part, but at 1-2, they're my 28th team in the league.
28 for me. I went with the Arizona Cardinals. I'm not pluralizing yet because I just want them. They need to start winning games to get that plural. It's been a mockery. I mean, I know once they put in Josh Rosen, there was a little bit more life to the team, but it was too little, too late. And we'll just have to wait and see. And, hopefully Rosen gets the starting nod because Sam Bradford definitely is not the answer.
All right, 29 on my list. I put the Houston Texans. I think. Statistically, there are some things that are going good for Houston, just not wins. They're 0-3. They start slow. And this is a team that's there's something wrong. And we've been hitting it on it's coaching. But this is too talented of a team to be 0-3 against the teams they've played. I don't mind you losing to the Patriots, but you got to beat the Titans shorthanded. And you got to beat the Giants at home. And they didn't do either. And they're 0-3. So they're 29 on my list. And they could have been higher. They could have been really near the bottom. So Houston at 0-3 or 29.
See, I just made a mistake because I should listen to the show more often. Because, I don't know, for some reason, we went from 5-1. I was going from bottom up. Because Cardinals, I actually have the Cardinals as my worst team in the league.
Oh, okay. So who did you have at 28 then?
At 28... I have the Bills. Now, okay. I'm giving the Bills a lot of credit for what they did against the Vikings, but it's still the Bills.
They're not a good team.
Yeah, it's still not a good team. I'm going on the mindset that the Vikings played a bad game rather than the Bills played a great game. It's still that thing. I mean, hopefully they can change my mind again this week, but, they at least are not the bottom of the barrel right now.
Yeah, that's where I have the Bills. I have them at 30, and I'm the same reason. Look, you go on the road, you beat Minnesota, all the accolades to you, but the reality of it is this is still a very flawed football team, and Josh Allen may change some things, but he may not. I need some more evidence, but the first two games were so abysmal that even a win on the road against the Vikings team that may be looking ahead to their Thursday night matchup with the Rams, even that does not sway me from the idea that you're one of the worst teams, one of the bottom five teams in the league. So I have Buffalo at 30.
Yeah, I'm back at 29. I'm one behind you because I've already given you my my worst team of the league. I have the Giants at 29. And simply because, yes, they did win a game, but it was against a really bad team. And I have no faith in – I still think that all the problems that were with the Giants ahead of time are still there. Even though they beat the Texans, but listen, it was the garbage bowl. Or the toilet bowl, wherever you want, whatever game you want to give them. Yes, good for them. They have their plus one in the win column, but it wasn't one of those things where you're like, oh my god, this is a great team now.
All right, so catch up. Give me your 30th.
My 30th is the Raiders. I just John Gruden is a mess with this team. I don't know done to him. I don't really know what to say. This team has the potential of getting out of the top five. It seems that way every time they step onto the field in that first half. And then reality sets in for the Raiders and the rest of the NFL that, no, the Raiders aren't a good team right now. John Gruden has done something horrible with this team, and the team has actually regressed over the last couple of years and has regressed more so from last year to this year. I don't see what the answer is because Gruden is still looking for that pass rusher.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I got them at 31. He won't find that pass rusher. He'll still look and look and look and look. I put Oakland at 31. They're my second to worst team in the league. If I was a Raider fan, I'd be very, very disappointed. Not only with the Khalil Mack trade, but just I expected a little more from this team. Maybe not a division winner, but certainly not the basement again, and they're in the basement again. In the last few years that the Raiders are going to be in Vegas, this is what I'm getting. Come on. This is unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost they're making it easy for Oakland to say c'est la vie.
Yeah, that's right.
Just
that's right.
See how, yeah. Hey, good riddance. Get out of here.
Yeah.
My 31 is Texans.
Oh, Texans. Okay.
Texans. This is just, I mean, with so much talent. I mean, you and I both talked before the beginning of the year that, hey, this is the team we're going to represent the AFC South. And they have been anything but that. And I think it all starts with the coaching. The play calling that's going on, the game clock mismanagement that's going on, and the fact that, I mean, it's so funny living here in Houston. You're privy to hearing all the press conferences, but Bill O'Brien is saying the same exact thing every single week. I mean, yesterday he was late to his press conference. A lot of guys around here was like, "Oh, I need the sound, I need the audio before the show starts," and I'm like, "Just replay last week."
Just yeah, exactly. I know that feeling.
He says the same thing week after week. We got to do a better job. You know, this is on me. It's not on the players. And da da da. And it's like, no. At some point, go ahead and throw your players under the bus, or step down.
Yep. Yeah, no kidding. I agree with you. I've seen coaches do that, and that's where I think that the team is in a really awful cycle. All right, we both have the worst team in the league. It's Arizona. They're going with Josh Rosen. Sam Bradford was abysmal. It's sad, too. Arizona, not that long ago, was a playoff team, and now they are bottom feeders, and they're in the basement. They're last in a whole bunch of statistical categories. Maybe it'll change with Josh Rosen under center. At least gives them a little bit of hope. But they don't run the ball at all. They don't throw the ball at all. They're last in both of those categories. And in points scored, they're last as well. So nothing is going right in Arizona. They're the worst team in the NFL.
They really are. And you almost feel bad for Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, he could have retired last year. They had a decent year. Maybe he should have retired 2 years ago.
Yeah, maybe.
Looking back on it now, it's like, you know, go out on top, and I don't know, but maybe, you know, maybe there's going to be new life with Rosen.
Maybe so. Steve Wilkes, the head coach, making the decision to go with the rookie for Sam Bradford, which was not all that difficult to make. Tony D, Ron Culver, that is our top five and bottom five. If you want to chime in on your thoughts on that as well, 800-777-2907, or hit us up on Twitter at Tony D Radio, at Ron Culver, and don't forget, use two N's with Ron, at Ron Culver on Twitter, on SB Nation AM.
Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you're guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts you need. Guaranteed low prices ensure you're always getting the best deal. In fact, O'Reilly's will match any local auto parts store price on any like item. They have the parts you need at the prices you can be sure of at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. I didn't get to the story yesterday, but I found it fascinating that there was that Gronkowski story where the Patriots it floated the idea of trading him to Detroit, and he said, "I won't play for anybody but Tom Brady, and I'll just retire if you trade me." I'm actually, that is a very Gronk thing to say, because Gronk is like that. He is as fun of a guy you can see in the league, right? But as a businessman, as a financial guy, he's been brilliant. He's taken all of his NFL money. He's stored it away. He has lived off his endorsements. He is more than happy to walk away in retirement than not get the life he wants. Now that to me is the way I wish a lot of us wish we could live, but we can't live because of all sorts of obligations. But think about Rob Gronkowski's statement to say, "I'm only going to play for a team that Tom Brady's the quarterback of. That's it." And he has the power at his age to be able to do that. He doesn't get to be traded because he'll just, I'll do something else. I'll walk away from football. That's the leverage everybody else in all the other sports have, or at least even in the NFL, is that ability to force you into the idea of, well, there's a way out of this, but the way out of this is to give up the thing that you've loved and done your whole life. And it seems to me, and it goes back to something we've been talking about with guys walking away from this league, the NFL, that in the NFL, it is more than likely guys will say, "Listen, when I take the scale and I weigh things out, whether or not I want to stay in this league or not, there that weight on the other end doesn't have to be as heavy as my desire to be a professional football player than, let's say, in baseball. You're a 29-year-old kid in the majors, and they ship you to the Cincinnati Reds, and you don't want to go to the Cincinnati Reds? Well, you can give up baseball, but why the hell would you do that? Or if they ship you to name your bad NBA team, you ain't giving up that check or that guaranteed contract. Are you out of your mind? You worked your whole life. But in the NFL, you're 28, 29, 30 or whatever. Oh, yeah. No, it's plausible I'd give this up. It's plausible I'd retire. It's absolutely on the table that I would give. I wouldn't do this for a living anymore. And that's taking the leverage out of people out of teams who want to build, you know, build teams and figure out ways to get something of value for you. Whatever it is that your desire to stay in the league will outweigh any place you have to go.
Yeah, and I think especially for a receiver, you have a certain relationship with your quarterback.
Absolutely.
And Gronkowski probably trusts the fact that Brady's never going to put him in a dangerous situation.
No doubt.
Where other teams might, you know, say if he went to the Browns. Baker Mayfield, he's a young kid. He may not, you know, he doesn't have a full grasp of the game yet. Could put Gronkowski into a bad situation where, you know, that one concussion does it all.
I don't blame him one bit. I actually like this. I like this a lot. I mean, listen, I'm a Gronkowski fan. I think he's fun and he's, you know, he's been that way since he's gotten.
He's like the anti-Patriot. But not all the way.
Yeah, and he doesn't. I mean, his controversy was like he went dancing on the night of the Super Bowl when he was hurting it when he was at the Giants. I mean, that's it.
Or other his cruise.
That, no, but even his cruise wasn't filled with like problems. The NFL had to look into it and suspend him.
Yeah, but it's just a 3-day drunk fest.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's not the Patriot way.
No, it's not the Patriot way. But he doesn't get it. He doesn't get suspended.
No.
The league doesn't look into him and say, "Well, this behavior is something we need to look into." He's not, you know, he's not sexually harassing Uber drivers in Arizona or anything like that. He's a fun football player that enjoys the spotlight, enjoys being a celebrity. He's had a very fun time while he's been in the league. He's 29 years old. He's got Super Bowl rings, and you know what? He could call it quits tomorrow and he'd be fine. Like I said, he's smart with his money. Hasn't blown it on crazy things. If he's done it right and he'll have money for the rest of his life and never have to worry. And he gets to say, I'm not going to play for a team that doesn't have Tom Brady as its quarterback.
No, I think it's
good
brilliant
for him. I don't know the backstory to this as to why the Patriots even considered trading him in the first place.
I almost say the backstory has a lot to do with the Belichick Brady beef.
Yeah, maybe so. Boy, when that storybook ends, I'm wondering if there's going to be either one of them is going to finally come clean and go, now that I'm free of this, let me tell you exactly what the heck was going on.
Yes, winning right championships now, was fun. Creating a dynasty was, you know, we left our mark in the NFL, but it's like one of those things, like, you know, they almost need a revive behind the music
for
this story.
Exactly, because it happens in everything. It happens whenever there's a successful duo. It just inevitably leads to ego, and something is just amiss, and it falls apart, and. And then there's always a story. That's why behind the musics are so successful, because you're like, wow, what could have possibly gone wrong with Fleetwood Mac? They were the most successful band in the 70s. And you realize behind the scenes, they were snapping at each other and losing their minds. And Stevie Nicks one time said, we created the album Rumors and we were creating rumors off the stage. Right. I mean, that's what always happens. Same thing, no matter what it is, television shows, radio shows, whatever it is. You get success, and then things start to trickle, and they start to fall apart in a different kind of way. But Ann O'Connor's wrote a—I mean, from all accounts, I haven't read it. All accounts, people really like Ann O'Connor's book on Belichick, but even he probably doesn't have the full story. That's a tight-lipped man. You would have to really dig. And a tight-lipped organization, you'd have to really dig and dig. And he's got sources. Believe me, there's always sources, no matter where you are. But I'd love to hear it from the horse's mouth, from Belichick or Brady, when it's all done. Like, man, this is what's going on.
And
this
don't
is
you,
what went down.
Don't you get the sense that these two are staying together for the kids?
Yeah, that's kind of
that feeling. It's like, we're okay. You know, everything's all right.
Or Grandpa and Robert Kraft, right?
Yeah.
Like just keeping the old man happy. Like, let's keep winning some titles. And
yeah, he had a rough year. Was it not last year, the 2 years ago when his wife passed?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, this is all he has to live for. We're going to stay together for him. And, you know, we're staying together for the kids.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, you know, the San Francisco 49ers need a quarterback. Tom Brady could...
Hey, he'd return home, right?
Let's go. I mean, he walks into Kraft's office. Yeah, okay. I think it's time. I'm 41. I've given you everything I got. We'll take to get traded.
I'll go be Garoppolo's backup.
Yeah. Rob Gronkowski, good for you, though. Good for you on the other level that you said, no, you know what? I play with the greatest quarterback of all time. I'm not going to play for somebody else. And if you want me to go play for somebody else, then I'll just leave the league, and we'll leave it at that. Good for you, Rob Gronkowski. SB Nation AM.
This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Now, we're not even a month away from Halloween. We've still got, what, 30 days? 37 days till Halloween? Trying to do something
around there.
I'm failing miserably.
No, we got 5 days left in September.
All right, so then 31 days. So 36.
Yeah.
To Halloween. Six Flags Amusement Park in Missouri is holding a contest for $300. Well, if you can stay in a coffin for 30 hours straight, you can win $300. Doesn't seem like that's hard, does it?
No.
Au contraire. The coffin is 2x7, slightly used. What the hell does that mean, slightly used? You will get meals, snacks, and drinks while you're in there, and you can take a 6-minute bathroom break every hour. Well, that doesn't look. If you're going to put somebody in a coffin for 30 hours, right? No. Well, they have to, right? Because of the contest where the woman died from holding her pee. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right. So they're going to have to let you take a bathroom break. That doesn't, 6-minute bathroom, 6 minutes. Listen, I work in radio. 6 minutes is a long time. If I go on a 6-minute break, I can mow the lawn. I could, you know, go upstairs, wash the car. You can do a lot in 6 minutes. I've learned to time that very well over the 20 plus years I've been in this crazy business.
I know we'll jump into what slightly used means, but first and foremost, are you allowed your phone?
Because I don't think so. It doesn't say.
I mean, because honestly, if you have to stay there for 30 hours and you're laying in a coffin, coffins, I mean, they look plush.
They do.
I'm catching up on sleep, man.
Okay, now the article.
No kids? Come on.
Yeah, I know, right? No kids, no nagging wife.
That's a vacation.
Just 30 hours of bliss. Just
at an amusement park.
Suit.
I mean, you know, it says that they will feed you.
They're going to give you food.
So
they're going to give you a drink.
Meals, snacks, and drinks in bed. I mean,
they close the coffin? I'm assuming they close it, right?
That might be a deal breaker.
Okay, I got more details of it. The problem is the article that I found shows a wooden coffin, like it's a Wild West type of shootout. I hope that's not the case. I want it to be the soft, plushy kind with the pillow for the, you know, for the resting the head of the deceased. Let's see here. You got to stay there for 30 hours. You get the 6-minute bathroom break. Let's see here. You can have a friend around you during operating hours, but when the park closes, you are alone. All right. At night, but you're not quite alone because the Fright Fest freaks will be around in the darkness. Probably knocking on the coffin, trying to get in, you know, screaming.
What do you care? You're dead.
Yeah, no. Right. You'll also get this. If you complete this, you win the $300. You'll also get the coffin to keep.
There you go.
That's not bad.
All right, so this. You're allowed to bring a pillow.
Okay.
Blankets.
Yeah, blankets. Okay.
And a cell phone.
Oh, well, this is a piece of cake. Are you kidding me? This is a piece of cake.
Sign me up.
Oh, God, I could do
30
this.
Hours of head. Just hanging out in my with my phone?
The problem is you can't roll around. Like you,
I'll find a way to get comfortable. Come on.
Yeah,
now.
That's the whole thing. Like even when I'm on the couch, like I have a sectional. So I find the corner of the sectional and I get really comfortable. I'm like, oh, I could stay here for days. But even then I go, oh, I got to move. Like I have too much pressure on this side. I move and I toss.
Well, and that's fine. Cause you can get up every, you know,
6 40,
minutes. What, every 54 minutes,
54 minutes to go pee. Even if you don't have to.
Yeah.
Who needs a bathroom break every hour?
I don't know. You
go to the bathroom
every
hour.
You got to stay hydrated, Tony. You got to stay hydrated when you're laying down playing on your phone in a coffin.
Yeah, exactly. They really don't want to go down. They don't want anybody to die over this.
No, but that's the thing too. $300. That doesn't seem like a lot.
No, it doesn't seem like a lot. For 30 hours of work, that's $10 an hour.
But I guess
lay in a coffin.
I think they do close it because you know, this article that I'm reading is talking about claustrophobia.
Oh, that's kind of bad.
But again, man, 30 hours of just freedom.
Just laying there to your own thoughts.
But I do have an issue with slightly used. What does slightly used coffin mean? I know what I think it means.
Yeah, that's my problem with this.
I mean... Slightly used, I'm thinking like, you know what? Yeah, we you said during the break was, we had the body in there for the wake.
Right.
And then the family opted to have it cremated.
And it cremated, so we just laid it in this coffin for you to, you know.
So maybe it's like maybe it's a rotating coffin. You know, it's like, this is the display coffin. We throw a body in there when we need to, but then after we're done, we'll save it for the next cat.
I don't know about this.
Because then we revert back to the wooden box.
Yeah.
To bury in the ground. You can't bury these nice coffins.
No.
Because some of these coffins, I mean, they're ridiculous looking.
They're ridiculous. They're like little mini coffin apartments. I mean,
yeah. It's like, you're going to bury someone in that? That's, you know, that's some fine craftsmanship to just kind of throw away.
You also win, according to this article, so you win, you could take home the coffin. You win the $300. You'll also get two 2019 gold season passes to the park. A Fright Fest prize package, two VIP haunted house passes, and a ticket for two to ride the freak train for Freak Unleashed.
Yeah, I want to get on the freak train.
Sounds pretty good to me. Sounds like fun.
Freak train sounds like a lot of fun.
The gold season pass sounds good because I think that comes with meals and all sorts of stuff. So it's not a bad deal. I think I'd like to try it. I remember when I did a radio promotion for the Colorado Fair, and they wanted me to ride this roller coaster continuously for hours. And I thought this would be a great idea, and I ended up not doing it because I had herniated disc surgery. And so when they looked that over, they said, no, you won't be riding the roller coaster for 50 hours or whatever it was. But I thought that would be a cool promotion, cool thing to do. And then somebody said, no. They one person had done it and said, no, after a while, dude, your stomach gets nasty. It just, you can't take it. You can only take so many G-forces. It just gets old after a while. But I wonder if this, because you're at peace, you know, you're laying there, you're just like, I think it might be relaxing.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, here's something. You have to lay flat.
You got to lay flat.
You got to stay flat for 30 hours.
What, that would be the
weird
thing.
But it doesn't say you
thing.
Can't be face forward laying flat.
Would you be bothered by knowing that they're actors, like people banging on the coffin at like 2 a.m?
No, because I have kids.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
There's nothing more terrifying than being woken up in the middle of the night and just seeing a face staring at you going, Dad.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, God, yeah. It's the worst.
So many times I've just wanted to punch him.
Freak me out.
He's like, don't stand over me like that. Come on.
Oh, I know. The kids just don't. You know what? Try doing that to them and see how that goes, right?
Exactly.
So go into their room in the middle of the night and stand over their bed and see what happens. See what kind of torturous nightmare they go through for the rest of their lives. Learn to return the favor.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's therapy waiting to happen.
I know. Exactly. You know, these amusement parks, some of these amusement parks do these Halloween things really well. Like, these actors that are responsible for freaking you out on Halloween night, they do pretty well.
One of the best. I just never had the opportunity to do it, but my wife and I made a promise to each other that we will do it someday. And I'm sure it's at all Universal Studios. But they have and the one in Hollywood is an ongoing attraction. You can go anytime. It's not just during Halloween time, but Halloween seems like more appropriate to do it. Is you walk. It's a walking ride, I guess, if you call it a ride, but it's The Walking Dead.
Oh, no kidding. That's
and
pretty
you
cool.
You walk through, like, it's basically a maze. And you walk through, and it's just, you know, you're surrounded by Walking Dead. And I have to figure that it being at Universal Studios, that the special effects, makeup have to be top-notch.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
That it will probably freak you out.
We went to an amusement park. My wife and I were dating, and I was tying my shoe. And I went to bend, I put my foot on a like a ledge where there was a bush. And I was tying my shoe, and I was tying my shoe. The bush got up and screamed at me. I mean, the guy, it was a guy dressed up as a bush. It was the most scariest thing I'd ever. I lost my mind. I mean, it was so frightening.
See, and I think that would be more frightening than just being in a coffin with the door closed, because, you know, like, I know what's out there. I know there's not. I know it's, you know, I'm not going to be part of a Scooby-Doo mystery.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Right. Exactly.
You know, where old man Jenkins rips off the mask. It's old man Witherspoon.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, well, all right. $300 and a whole bunch of prize packs for sitting in a coffin for 30 hours. I think we could do that. Well, what would you do? You ever wanted to do a contest? You ever see a contest online and said, man, I'd like to try that?
Yeah, most of them tend to revolve around food.
Yeah.
I think a lot of them would be eating contests. Like, me too. I would like to try to take that down. Like, there's one in what's the name of the town? I think it's Abilene, Texas.
The steak challenge?
Yeah, it's famous. 72-ounce steak, and you have, yes. But it's 72 ounces plus all the fixings, and you have an hour.
Baked potato, shrimp cocktail, all of that other stuff.
I think I'd want to try that.
Yeah. I'd love to try that.
That's a lot of meat, but I think I could do it.
I heard the key to that is to get the steak well done, even if you don't like steak well done, because it shrinks the 72-ounce steak. And it's easier to digest, or it's easier to process than red meat, which something about, I don't know how it works scientifically in terms of how it's digested, but they say if you get it rare, it's very hard to complete when it's rare, because unless you're a tiger, because of some sort of digestive enzymes or something, and it makes you feel fuller. I don't know if that's true or not, but I said, if I ever did that, I'd probably go with that. But then I would need steak sauce, and I don't want that. Because if you're going to take the flavor out of the steak, then I'm going to have to find ways to put it back.
Exactly.
Get a steak well done. I mean, if you go to a steakhouse and order a steak well done, they might throw you out.
Yeah, usually they will.
Yeah.
Usually they're like, oh, you want to go across the street.
I'll take a ribeye well done. Really? All right, well, you can leave. You want to do that? Go to some other place. What are you
talking
about? You're
more of a McRib guy, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't you go check that guy out?
I'm sorry. Was our drive-through closed at this steakhouse that you can't get your ribeye well done? Please, well done ribeye.
Yeah, no, I think we have one. We were training a cook today. He went a little too long.
Yeah, exactly.
That one. It's been sitting for 5 days.
Be more than happy to help you with that. Yeah, they would totally kick you out.
No, but this challenge, I would do this challenge.
Which is
$300
for the coffin?
The coffin? Yeah.
I wish I could do it. I wish I lived near St. Louis to try to do it. Now, I think they pick people to participate in this. I think you can't just randomly go up and say, I'd like to do it. They go, okay.
What about a couple of radio guys that will bring national attention to them?
I think that would be great. This is happening in October. I don't live that far from St. Louis.
No, I'm not that far.
It's a weekend.
It's a good road trip.
I will be more than happy to go to Eureka, Missouri for this.
Yeah.
You know what? We should contact them and let them know we would be more than happy to enter this.
Say, man, hey, you know, we're just a couple of dads who do radio that need some sleep.
We need some rest. Are you kidding?
We'll broadcast from inside the coffin.
Must be 18. Here's the rules. Must be 18. Cannot have any medical conditions that would make residing in a coffin for 30 hours a risk to your health. That seems very vague to me. must have a sign-in waiver. Must be able to lay in a 2x7 coffin. Yay. Okay. I'm in. I'm in.
I don't think I'm 2 feet wide.
You know what? I might enter this. You know what? This is an online thing. Should I enter this? Let's do it. I might enter this. If I get accepted and I get chosen, I'll make a weekend out of it. I'll call you. You can be right with me. I'll get right in this thing. Oh, I'd love to try it.
Can you come dressed up? Because I'll come dressed up totally as Dracula.
I know.
Every 54 minutes, they open the coffin.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. All right, 800-777-2907. Ah, the silliness of Halloween. 800-777-2907 on SB Nation AM.
Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
You know, we've been talking a lot about the NFL. We've been talking a lot about college football and Major League Baseball. You know what? Yesterday was media day around the NBA. Little buzz in Houston with Carmelo Anthony arriving to town.
Who knew?
Who knew, right?
That had to be one of the quietest media days.
It completely was.
I had no idea until I started reading reports that, hey, media day was today. I was like, what?
I barely knew it happened. Yeah, and that's rare because there's usually a big splash.
Well, you hear about college media days like weeks in advance, almost months in advance.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you circle it on your calendar.
Training camp is underway. Kawhi Leonard looked completely thrilled to be in Toronto. Oh, yeah.
He's excited.
Is it a long-term deal? He goes, well, taking it year by year. Of course you are. Why would you say? But I mean, I hope. Now, listen, I love the NBA. I'm a loved it since I was a kid. But I'm hoping this year isn't squashed by Golden State now with Boogie Cousins on that loaded roster.
Oh, it will be.
It's just too bad because I thought things were kind of, oh, look at this. There's a lot of different teams that might be able to take down this juggernaut squad. Oh, no, wait, sorry. Boogie Cousins is on the Warriors. Nope. Whoops.
They will be 82-0.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, LeBron is going to work with the young Lakers until he builds what he wants to build, but it ain't going to happen
until
Kawhi comes over, right? Exactly.
Because he's taking it year by year, which means, like, yeah, I'm taking it this year.
For the love of Pete, who's going to win the East? Will it be Boston? Will it be Philadelphia? Will it be Giannis Antetokounmpo in Milwaukee? Will it be Toronto?
Will it be Kevin Love and the Cavaliers?
Kevin Love and the Cavaliers. I mean, who's going to win the East? But Boogie Cousins to the Golden State. It's like when Kevin Durant went over there. I was like, oh, really? Okay. Oh, God. All right. But now, just a very quiet media day opening. But Houston with Carmelo Anthony. God love him. We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, they'll finish second.
I can't wait to see. I can't wait. Here's the deal. If you're waiting for Carmelo Anthony to cause an issue, it doesn't happen now. It never does. It always happens like, check back with us in like late February, early March.
Oh, I was going to say Christmas.
Maybe Christmas. If he's that quick to the trigger. SB Nation AM, it's Tony D and Ron Culver on SB Nation Radio.